Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
1,000 just proves that, man, we're interested. We're on to something. Mm-hmm. Like we knew we was, but it's like now it's like the world.
Podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
At my homeboy Lazy, and we giving y'all a special segment on why can't people keep women and men. We mainly talking about females here, but we can talk about the men.
Yeah,
I'm just to the pick me's. You know the pick me's. I'm loyal and I can cook chicken real good, and yeah. I can. You know, I can do this and that. I'm a good woman. I'm good with kids. Why can't you keep a woman? And I'm going to ask y'all this. Like, are you that woman or that man you think you are if you can't get the woman or man that you want?
First of all, we got a special guest.
My fault.
Yeah, producer B. Haywood, you know.
Second appearance for us.
Yeah, you know. Put up all the lights, cameras. Action, you mm-hmm. know.
Make it possible.
Guess you could say I am the action. You know what I mean? I guess, you know. I couldn't do it without these guys. But yeah, man. I don't know. Why y'all think why you think people say that?
I'm gonna tell you what I hate. I hate man or woman, the motherfucker they got all this shit to say about people's lives and they might have money, hell emotion, but you can't keep nobody. Like I think a lot of people can't keep people because it's like people come into relationships with certain expectations that they can't even keep up, like men and women. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it has to be a common ground. Like, I feel like dating back in the day was better. You take somebody out, you fuck, you have babies, y'all might be together forever.
Why? It just seems like everything is about, I ain't gonna say about money, but like, why, if I'm getting to know you, why do I need to know if you're short on bills? Like,
right.
If we texting for 2 or 3 days, I don't need to know your fucking financial situation. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't, why are you here then? I understand, like, you ain't got to give me your number. I'm not one of them, you know, right. If you so pressed out, you behind on your bills and this and that, you ain't got to give me the number. It ain't going to hurt my feelings. Like,
thanks. I mean, I this girl was in the shop the other day, too, and she was like, why dudes just can't be real and straight up when you meet them? I just thought that was, even though I've heard that before, I thought that was the weirdest thing, because it's like, ain't no man about to just open his life up, his life story up to you the first day he meets you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't have to take you on a date to the most expensive restaurant for you to get to know me.
Yeah, I want to see what you're about first. I want to see what definitely. Your conversation like.
You are know you worth
I mean?
It?
Like, yeah, like, it's like, I know a lot of time, like, y'all think it's about all about the sex, but it ain't, because it's like, at the end of the day, all y'all got vaginas. Yep. So, I mean, you know, one might hit a little bit better than the other one or whatever, but all, at the end of the day, it's all the same. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's about more than that, and we want to, you know, get to know you before you try to dig in our wallets. You know what I'm saying?
And if you're a real woman, and you handling everything you're supposed to be, a real stand-up guy is going to help you out. You know what I mean? Ain't going you want to tell if a woman ain't shit? If she's fine and she's out here and I ain't going to say out here struggling, but you know what I mean? Just can't, like you say, she's fine looking. She looks good on the outside, but still, like, she's out here in bad shape, but you know she's fucking and suck. You know what I mean? Yeah. That just show you she ain't shit right there, because a real man's going, you know, her, I can look out. You know what I mean?
Right, but especially if I'm talking reasonable. To you for a minute. You know, I'm talking to you and I'm getting to know you. I come to your house, say I fucking with a chick and I really like her, and I go to her house and she ain't got cable and shit like that. Shit, if I'm gonna be chilling over here, baby, we're gonna need to get you a little Roku or something, baby. You know. But I think a woman that asks for nothing always gets everything she wants.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
See, that's the thing. Like, when once we finally get to that point where we feel like, oh, yeah, she might be a little bit worth my coin a little bit, we're going to just start doing shit. You ain't going to have to ask.
You hungry?
Yeah.
Naturally eat?
Like I know you like that. I'm coming with that meal. You know what I mean? I know you like that type of gift or whatever. So, like, I'm going to pop up with it and just surprise you. Like, we're going to do certain shit once you, you know, kind of build yourself up and show us your worth type shit.
How y'all feel about Lisa Ray saying she ain't messing with no dude that ain't paying all the bills? She don't want to come up off of nothing. Trick Daddy was like, you can't pay the light bill. She was like, light?
But my thing is, though, she's a celebrity and she's in a different tax bracket. Like, she's in a different tax bracket. Like, it's okay to take relationship advice from celebrities, but then again, they millionaires. They got 100,000, 500,000. We live in paycheck to paycheck. You know what I mean? So it's different.
Think about it like this too, though. She can't keep nobody neither. She done got cheated on. That's why she ain't cool with Dwayne Martin. Cause
I guarantee, you know, Players Club ain't keeping the lights on.
Come on, nah, man. Like, she's the original city girl. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she ain't kept all of her husbands probably done cheated. I know that's why she don't like Dwayne Martin, because her husband was best friends with Dwayne Martin. And she's like, me and you been friends longer than I known him. Yeah. You should have told me he was cheating on me. No, ma'am. That's not my place.
Show the fuck ain't.
That's not my place. But you won't. That's what you get from them type niggas, though. I'm going to just keep it real. Them niggas certain niggas that take care of everything, their egos is you can't fit it in the room. You know, they're going to automatically feel like, all right, I'm taking care of everything. I can cheat. I can treat you even if I treat you amazing, I'm still going to have my way because I got the bread. Where are you going?
And you should be. Not saying that you entitled to cheating or whatever, but but you should be. Like, you taking care of your business, you staying on business, and you know what I'm saying, doing everything you fucking supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like, you should get the, you know, get a little bit of
leeway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel you on that.
I'll be home when I be home.
Yeah.
For real. I mean, these moves out here.
If you got a woman that's gonna allow you to really prosper financially and stuff like that, I feel like any man or woman will be faced with that temptation of, like, I can cheat or I cannot cheat. Like, I just watched that interview with Nia Long and Jeezy, and he was like, real niggas don't cheat. I'm like, man, for one, like, go back to what Big said, you're in a whole nother tax bracket. Your way of thinking is different. If a nigga's getting off from a 16-hour shift at Ford and it's a chick in there that been wanting to suck his dick, he's probably going to do it. It's been a long day. You know what I'm saying? Damn.
So I'm going to ask y'all this. So let's just say a woman paid all the bills, the breadwinner, and you was a stay-at-home dad, but she cheated, like, once a month. Would y'all be cool with that? And she know, like, honey, I'm going over Rick's house. I'll be home at 11 o'clock, you know. Here's $100 for food and order pizza.
You want to know what this perfect example is?
What's that?
Superhead. She was with, she wanted any guy she was with to understand when Lil Wayne called.
Yeah.
It's just business.
I remember that story.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I definitely think I could. It has to be the right. She has to be doing the right, having the right amount of bread.
Yeah.
And you can't come here ego tripping and thinking you whoop de whoop when I'm allowing you to have your way. If I'm going to be a stay-at-home dad, I need to still be respected. You know what I'm saying? If Lil Wayne called, I don't understand. That's Wayne. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's Shaq. That's Diddy. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
feel like that just... That just give her the pass to feel like she could talk to you crazy, though.
Yeah. Most people go
in Pandora's box.
Most people go ego trip, though. Like a fucking supervisor at a job. Like, you're not the motherfucking God. You are an assistant supervisor. You are a line leader. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate when people get a position of power. That's why I said, if I had a woman like Oprah, say Oprah's my wife, but once a month she's going to go sleep with Stedman or, you know, hey, man, listen. If it's and it's also an understanding, you know what I'm saying? Certain people, everything ain't for everybody. So it's like a certain level of understanding with me. I probably understand anything you're doing, even if I don't approve, you know, but understanding is everything, you know what I'm saying? But when people's egos get too big, that's when you see who they really are. Like, you know what I'm saying? Get too much money and you just turn on your people and, I think men do that a lot too, though. Once they status change, like you can't expect everybody to just be the same. Like I done seen so many people change just because they status change or they getting a certain amount of money now. Like even with making statuses, you know, at first you just motivational. Now you getting a little money and shit. You on Facebook like.
Yeah, you didn't got 100 likes. Them likes get ahead, niggas too, bro. Y'all
still sleep. I'm up. You know, that shit's whack, bro. I hate that shit.
Man, so what y'all think about having 1,000 followers on the gram, man? That's big for y'all, right?
Yeah, 1,000 followers, man. That's huge.
Man, I just gotta big up y'all, man, because y'all do so much. You know what I'm saying? Like with the real work. Like this is kind of fun to us to sit down and talk about. You know, bullshit, you know, real shit. But the 1,000 just proves that, man, we're interested. We're on to something. Mm-hmm. Like, we knew we was, but it's like, now it's like the world.
Couldn't do it without y'all either.
Appreciate that.
Definitely want y'all to know that. And this is a Big and Lazy Extra, you know, something we're going to start doing for y'all. Let us know if y'all like these. You know, we're going to start putting out a little bit more content for y'all.
Definitely.
And, you know, so you can see us a lot more, enjoy us a lot more. And if you like it, we're going to keep on coming with it. Mm-hmm. And again, thank you for 1,000 followers.
Yes, man.
We really appreciate that. We love y'all. And we out of here.
Real talk. Thank you.
We out.
Big and Lazy.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support and keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.